It's always enough. And tonight, Jeff is going to be continuing our series on prayer, specifically with the topic of thanksgiving. And sometimes we're at a place where it feels like we have nothing to be thankful for. But God's love is always something to be thankful for. Because his love is always just enough. It's always just right. And as we worship today, the Bible says, be careful for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication with all thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. So today, as I speak those words over us, we can believe them by faith. Just activate that peace in your heart. We're going to pray with thanksgiving to God and receive the peace he promised. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. God, we thank you we can assemble here, Lord. And God, for those who are hurting, we ask you to touch them with your love. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jeff asked for us to sing Give Thanks today because it goes with his study. And we have.
How many's hungry? Amen. I just want to say that what a blessing it is to be here tonight with each and every one of you. I love you in the Lord, and you may be seated. I'm just so thankful and so grateful and for this time of the week where we could come and we can sit at the feet of Jesus. And during my days when I'm out and about, I see it just a world so just for here and now, and to be able to come with my brothers and sisters tonight and look into God's word. So God bless you, and I love you in the Lord. The study tonight, like Jonathan mentioned, this is the fourth part of the series on the elements of prayer. I'll be teaching on Thanksgiving part of it, and specifically maintaining an attitude of thankfulness in our life. And I'd like to share a couple practices that I have adopted through the years. A couple years ago, I heard Pastor Payne mention, I'm not sure if it was in a study or a lecture somewhere, but I heard him mention one time that he says when he wakes up in the morning, he says, Lord, I love you and thank you for loving me. And when I heard that, that impacted me. And I adopted that into my life. And I didn't adopt that into my life because I was trying to be like him, or I didn't adopt it because it was like a clever saying, but I saw how it would benefit my life. And to be able to get up and just say, God, I love you. Thank you for loving me. And I've practiced that for a couple years now. And there was another one at the beginning of 2015 that I've added to my life. Ever since the first day of 2015, I've got up and I said, this is going to be my best year ever. Like I said, you know, that sounds cool, but I'm not saying it because it sounds cool. You know what I mean? Because I know that that's what I want. And I know that God is able to do that. So I've put that practice into my life that every day so far this year, I've got up and say, God, this is going to be the best year of my life in ministry. It's going to be the best year of my life in general, in my community and work and in things I'm involved in. And there's another one recently I've been added now. And it comes from the study about being thankful. And I pray that that's another one I can add to my practice in my life. So here it is, we're talking about Thanksgiving. And there's a scenario that played out at work. And I was thinking it was like really the long time for it to play out. And it was like, I was anticipating something. I was excited about it, but it fell through. I was like, oh man, the hurt. You know, it was emotional. And I was like, God, why did this have to happen right now? I'm going to get up, you know, this Wednesday and give a study on being thankful, you know, and it hit me so hard. And then I was like, wait a minute. I said, well, maybe God, you gave me this topic at the right time and the right moment because of this. And I was like, thank you, God. So I'd like to just take our time and go before the Lord in prayer and ask for guidance through this tonight. Lord, as we come tonight, we say thank you, God. I say thank you individually, and we as a congregation say thank you, God. Lord, for waking us up and giving us life, God, more abundantly. Lord, a joy and a peace that this world can't give because it doesn't have God. It only comes from you. Lord, as I had asked that you would just lead this study tonight, Lord, let my words just be the words that you would have to say that would touch hearts. You know everybody's circumstances in life, God, and I pray that through this teaching of the word tonight, Lord, that we find ourselves encouraged. God, that I pray that we come in and we have expectations, God, and that, Lord, that we leave and our life has changed. Lord, we just pray this in your name, Jesus. Believe in it. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's start out with our scripture tonight, Matthew chapter 6, 9 through 13. And I think Jesus told them this because not that they didn't know how to pray or they wasn't praying, but everything that you can learn from it. After this manner, therefore, pray you, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So I looked up this understanding of thanksgiving, and four thoughts come from it. Expressions of gratitude. Expressions, you're telling, it's coming from your mouth, it's because it's in your heart. Expressions of gratitude. Praises to God. Expressions of what we hold most precious. The things that matter the most to us in life, we're expressing those. Reflecting on all the gifts, I like this, that saturates our life. There's a lot of things that hit us in life, but there's things that we want to hold. Let them saturate us. Have you ever done anything unexpectedly for somebody, like, you know, take them out for lunch or say a hibachi? And you know, and you sit down and you enjoy a great dinner, but more than that, the fellowship and talking about God and how God's blessed your life and the things you're hoping for. And then after that, they begin to say, man, thank you. You know, thank you for taking me out and thank you for the fellowship. And how does that make you feel? Makes you feel good. It makes you feel good, don't it? Well, you know that God does unexpected things for us every day. You know, we wake up and it's like God does something. It's like, wow, and you realize that God did it for you. And you say, thank you, God. You know, and just imagine, you know, because God did that for us. And then we know how we feel when somebody says thank you. Allow God to experience that from his throne when he does things for us. Allow his heart to feel that. And it says in Psalm 68 and 19, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. I like the part loadeth. Now, when I go out and eat at a buffet, I like to load my plate, you know, because, you know, it's like, wow, man, I want to get the most, you know, and it's, I like put this idea. It's like you're leaving a store and it's like your bag is full, and it was a half-price day. How do you feel, man? It's like, yeah, you know, it's like you feel like man, I just got a deal. You know, God, that's what God does for us every day. He loads us, and we can go through the day feeling like, man, I got a good deal. You know what I mean? Because that's what God wants to give us. He loadeth every day. So we have a lot to be thankful for. There's an idea that being thankful focuses on a relationship between God and man. And I'll say it this way. It's not like we're just going around and saying, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, and it's not like you're directing it to anybody. No, when we say thankful, we're directing it to God. We're just not saying it, but we're directing it because of what God did for us. And often I wonder in my mind, because I hear a lot of people say, thank you. You know, that's not uncommon. But sometimes in my mind I'm wondering, it's like, I wonder who they're saying it to. Are they just saying it because they're thankful for that item? Or are they really, you know, directing it to God? And to focus this a little bit more, I'd like to talk a little bit about Job. I know I'm teaching to the Wednesday crowd here, the backbone, and I'm sure I know this story isn't unfamiliar to us. Job suffered some life-changing circumstances that I can't even compare. I don't know. I haven't been there. You know, it's just like, but what's some of the things, maybe get some little interaction, what's some of the things that Job suffered through in his life? He lost some things, didn't he? He lost his sons and daughters. Yes, he did. He lost his wealth. Yep. Yes, he lost his support of his wife. Very true. His health, servants. Yep, respect. Very true. All at once. I mean, but let's go to Job 1, 21 and 22. And let's hear Job's communication back to God. Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. What does that say? But blessed be the name of the Lord. And all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If anybody had reason to say this is not fair, I'm thinking that would be a good moment. What a lesson. And Job taught us here that this idea of prayer, that it's just not, or being thankful in our prayers, it's just not always reserved for when everything is, you know, all the lights are green, everything's just flowing right. Psalms 107:22, it really encourages this way. The whole chapter is just an awesome chapter. And it reads, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. In other words, God, give me thanks in the pains and in the sorrows and, you know, life's afflictions. And this type of attitude, when we have an attitude of thankfulness, it's what it does, it reinforces this relationship between us and God. And God can look down and see and know, it's like, yeah, I see you going through some things. But he hears that thankfulness. He hears that heart of praise in the midst of it. And he looks down, they still have an intimate relationship with me. They haven't allowed this relationship to be disconnected. And they haven't focused on it so much that they're not thanking me. What can a Samaritan teach us about this? Let's look at Luke 17. And our reading will be 11 through 17. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And he entered into a certain village. There met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said unto them, "Go, show yourselves unto the priest." And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. And fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Up to this point, all these 10 men, these that were leopards, they lived together. They cried together. They went off together to get their healing. They got their healing. However, one came back. One turned because he realized he was blessed. He realized what happened. And he came back and fell at Jesus' feet to thank him. And Jesus answered, "Wow, this is great." No, he didn't. Anybody remember what Jesus answered? He says, "Didn't I cleanse 10? I cleansed 10. But then he asked a question, "Where are the 9? You know, you thought, "Mine, there might be a party going on now." You know, it's like, no, there was a silence. Jesus said, "Look what I did." But then I don't hear nothing. You know what I mean? And then that made me think. I said, "God, how many times did God do something for me?" And he's listening. And sometimes he doesn't hear anything. You know, and is Eric in here? I'm going to mess with Eric a little bit. So I said, "That brother could do 2-hour meeting." And then I emailed him at work. And all he responds back is, "Amen." I'm like, "What? You could give me more than that, bro." I appreciate it. But you know what? I'm just saying that God does so much for us. You know, and for us to say thank you, you know what I mean? And to give back, you know what I mean? It's like, and this is what happened here. See, Jesus already rewarded their obedience by healing them. They stepped out and then they got their healing. But Jesus was looking for more than that. So when God is looking for more than just to give us things or do things for us, God wants to hear the response back from our lives. You know, and when we do that, when God hears that thank you, God becomes aware, and we become aware that we're a recipient of what God has just done for us. Thankfulness, they say, is a characteristic that of the heart nurtured by the right understanding of the goodness of God. And that's a nice saying, but it's like a mother that nurtures their child. And you're nurtured in a way where it will come back and it will be a good kid. It will be a child that will bless ministry. You know, and it'll be a blessing at the home and in the community. But it takes a nurturing. And this right understanding of what God's goodness to us, it nurtures our heart. And when it nurtures our heart, then we understand. It's like, wow, you know what I mean? Then we understand. It prepares the heart for us to thank God because we know where that source of what we got came from. How important is thankfulness? Now let's look at Romans chapter 1. 21 and through 23. "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened." professing themselves to be wise, what? They became fools. You know, it's just like we think, well, I'm just going to be unthankful. Well, you know what? It doesn't stop there. It gets worse. You know, it says that they became vain, and then their heart, their foolish heart was darkened, and they thought they were wise, but they you know, it's like this thankfulness, it's like a fortress. You know, you watch those movies, you know, where they're in the big castle, you know, I mean, and the invading army comes against them. It's like, you know, when you think of a fortress, it's like tall, thick, wide walls, you know. And that's what thankfulness in a life does. It becomes a fortress. So Satan does get a stronghold. And he's throwing all these things at us. But they're, like the song goes, they just bounce off. It prevents from Satan slipping in what? Negativity? Discouragement? Woe is me? You know, that thankfulness, it's so powerful in what it does and protects our life. They say that higher expectations lead to what? Higher results. So, in the morning, like I say, one of my practices, before I hit my car, I'm saying, thank you, Jesus, I love you. And before I'm getting in the car, I'm saying, this is going to be an awesome day. You know what I mean? I say, this is going to be my best day ever. I got to say it before I get in that car. Well, here's some thoughts maybe we want to put in our day. Perhaps saying like, thank you, Lord, for waking me up today. You know, it's just sometimes we get up, we're in a hurry, we're running, and it's half the day is over, you know, before we realize we're sitting there, thank God. And it was funny, I think I was talking to Pastor Elise. Summer was talking at work one day, and it was like saying, oh, you know, all this has happened and all this, and it was all good. And I thought they was talking about me. And God let me go halfway through the day before he realized they weren't talking about me. You know, it was just like so funny. You know, it clicks in, you know. So how about this? And Lord, I would thank you in advance for what you're going to do today. Thanking him already, because you know he's going to do great things. Or how about this one? God is going to do great things today, and he's going to use me to do them. Today is going to be an awesome day in the Lord. You know, to prime yourself up, pump yourself up, you know. Philippians 4:8. I like this one. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, when I first read that scripture, the first time I read that, I said, well, think on what? You didn't tell us anything to think on. But then it hit on me. The things that are true in life. And the honest and the pure. And thinking on those things. So if you want to be of a thankful heart, it starts with how we think. It really does. You know, it's hard to be thankful when our mind shifts to negativity. And I've never seen a testimony with somebody that their bottom lip was sticking out. It was like, woe is me. I never looked at anybody that was just, you know, discouraged and said, wow, what a testimony. I never. So me and this gentleman were talking today at work, and we got to talking about this idea of being thankful. And he says something really blessed me. He says, you know what? Sometimes we just got to suck that bottom lip in. We got to lift up our eyes and say, thank you, Jesus. And I was like, wow. I said, that ministered to me. And being thankful, really, what it does, it puts that focus back on God. So being thankful, sometimes we have to develop in our life. Why? Because thankfulness to God will overflow as a testimony. The circumstances, as long as there's people, there'll be circumstances. Circumstances come and they go. But how we handle them. Like I said, there was a scenario played out at work, and I knew that when I got up Tuesday morning to go to work, that I had a choice. I had a choice to stick out my bottom lip that day, and believe me, I really wanted to. You know, I felt like it. I wanted to. I wanted to stick out my bottom lip and walk with an attitude. And I was like, I'm not happy with what happened. But I made the decision that morning. I said, God, I have to go to work. And I'm going to go with a thankful attitude. I'm going to be praising you. I don't feel like it, but I know it's the right thing to do. Because there's a testimony that I have to keep. And we don't, saints, we don't have the luxury, like the rest of the world, just to get an attitude and keep it whenever we feel like it. That's not our luxury. God didn't tell us we can do that. The world has enough examples out there of being discouraged. Every day I see them. There's a strength that could be seen in being grateful in disappointing moments in our life, or challenging. I've experienced them in my own life. I'll see people go through things, and I may never say anything, but I go, wow, what a strength in my life. Because we see people go through things, and we see them be faithful. We see them encouraged. And I was like, wow, I can't tell you how I leave their presence with a strength. And they may never know it, but I say thank you. You know, I say thank you for, you know, those are here and those may be listening. Thank you for your, you know, your thankfulness and encouraging heart, you know, in the midst of, you know, when life throws mud at you. And God is asking us really through that to be consistent in what we're doing. And so he made it a part of our prayer life. You know, as Scott did just an excellent study on adoration, just thankful for who God is, and then Todd coming in with the supplication, and God wants to, cares about the things that go on in our life and the things we need, and Pat, phenomenal in confessing that how important it is to speak, you know, those words to God. In First Chronicles 16:8, it says this: give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. How many knows that being thankful is God's will? Yeah. So just in case, I want to make sure we read that. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. If I didn't have that scripture, if I didn't know that, I would say that I would use the excuse that, well, God, I'm justified. I'm justified in this scenario in life. But that scripture has helped me to say that whatever it is, God said, thank him. And I'm not making light of any scenario, any situation in life, because it's real. And not only does it impact you, but it impacts those that love you. And what I've seen, when people are thankful, it begins to characterize their personality. I see people who are thankful. I see people who are humble. I see people who are content in life. I see people who aren't judgmental. I see people who are thankful that they don't gossip. I see people that are just encouraging people. It characterizes their whole life. It changed their whole life. This has changed my life. And I pray that there's something that we'll grab from here tonight, that we walk out those doors and say, God, my life has changed. That we're just not here to say, well, I checked off this box again, and I was in church, and, you know, and everybody saw me, you know, so I'm good to go. No, we come, as that song says, we're hungry, and God, I need this. I need to walk out with something that I can be a stronger Christian for you. So thankfulness is really an essential part of that healthy prayer life. It's not the only thing in prayer life we've learned through this series, but it's part of it. Philippians 4:6 says this: be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. Just as like, yeah, it was like, whatever. No, not whatever. God to be thankful with that supplication and thanksgiving in our prayers. Let's flip the coin now. We've been talking about thankfulness, but how does being unthankful harm us? Well, it inhibits our service to the Lord. And Todd, I'll use a sports analogy for you, bro. Say that a player get injured on the team. Not only is he sitting on the bench, but now he's injured. So he's no longer can help the team because he's injured. Unthankfulness injures us. Say that I was going to teach, you know, a class, and I spoke English, and everybody spoke Spanish. There ain't nothing happening there. Because of the language. God does not speak the language of unthankfulness, church. God does not speak the language of woe is me. That is not God's language. And then if we find ourselves there, it's going to inhibit our service. When nothing's going to happen. It desensitizes us to the needs of others. Flow through these here. Cultivates self-centeredness. Robs us of joy and peace and contentment. And it feeds unreasonable expectations of others. It's like we want everybody to beat us 10 and we're not even the 10. But we want everybody else. Or we're walking, everybody should have this attitude of being just happy to be here, but we don't have it. You know what I mean? We quickly, and I say quickly, forget the good things people have done for us. It's like, thank you. Oh, hey, what are you going to do for me next? You know? We fail to be grateful for the good in people. I've learned that being thankful is being thankful for what? For the blessings you have now and the people who are in your life that love you now. Not waiting. It's just like, well, I'll be thankful when I get this next thing or when this other person comes in. No, being thankful is being thankful for what you have right now and who's in your life that loves you right now. We develop bitterness or a critical spirit. I've been there. Always got to safeguard myself against that, you know. So let's challenge this, the heads of life. Let's challenge this ungratefulness, negative self-talk by our prayers of thankfulness. If there's no thankfulness right now, there's not going to be no vision for the future. Because that is the wheels. You know, you got your wheels on it, and the wheels of thankfulness, that's what gets us. That's what gets us there. When Satan tells you that mountain's too big, wow, that's giving him a Philippians 4:13. Tell him, I can do all things through Christ. When the devil puts up a roadblock, remind him of what Brother Isaiah said, 54:17. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. Let them know that. When it all slew for it tries to put fear and anxiety in your life, doubts and fears, remind them of what Paul wrote to Timothy in 1:7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of what? Love and power and a sound mind. I value those things, and I tell God I value those things. I get up, I say, God, those are the things I value that are precious in my life. God, keep them there. And I'm thankful for them. When that bullfrog lies to you and tells you nothing's going to work out for you, let them know what Romans 8:28 says. That all things will work out for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Throw that back at them. Let them know. Because prayers of thankfulness will always lead us to a Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again, I say rejoice. Every time I've been thankful, it always leads me to that way. God's promise to bless us through thankfulness. Thankfulness is, as they say, is an essential part of a genuine relationship with God. Genuine. Genuine is, you can tell when something's not genuine. You can tell when somebody props himself up for a Sunday service, you know what I mean, puts on a, you know, a smile or show and the rest of the week, you know what I mean, they're not to be found. Or in Psalms 28:7, it says, "The Lord is my strength and shield. My heart trusteth in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him." Thankfulness is a natural overflowing or outflowing of truly knowing God. When we truly are thankful, when we truly know God, it's going to flow from our life because it's in there. And every time I hear when somebody, you know, just saying thankful and they're genuine, I just see it coming from their life. It's not like, you know, you ever seen anybody trying to be something they're not? It just, not only is it bad, it's real bad. It just looks bad. You know, and I'm saying that when we're thankful and we're genuine, it's naturally going to flow from our life. Gratitude or thankfulness enables us to mature through the suffering. James 1, 2 through 4. "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." You know, it's never enjoyable going through that way to be matured. You know, and you know, it's like if there's stages in life. You know, you're a child, and then you're a teenager, and then you're a young adult, and then try missing one of those. You know what I mean? There's so many things to learn and to that we have to experience through those phases of life that will get us to the next life. So this thankfulness, it helps us mature through the suffering. And believe me, there are times I know that we like to take a different road or take an exit and say, that road looks a little bumpy. I don't want to go that way. But God said, go that way. And that's when it comes into trust. I mean, so many times, you know, we experience and go through things in life and circumstances, and you know it's God leading you through it because you know you wouldn't be there. I mean, we find ourselves in roads that we know we'd never be there unless God says, I got something for you. See, because there's those behind us that's going to need those examples, going to need that maturity. They're going to need that strength from our life. So how do we develop this gratitude, this thankfulness? Here's some ideas. Pray for a changed heart and repent if we're not thankful. Discipline yourself to look for reasons to show gratitude in your life. Look for reasons. And I know it's the hardest time to look is when we're going through things and we're saying why, or, you know, we might want to say this is not fair, or, you know, we might say, God, this hurts, or I don't understand. But to be able, that's the hardest time to be able to look for things, you know, and be thankful for it. And this past week, I've been looking up with tears running down and saying, thank you, God. In that, you know, being able to say, God, you're still good. You're still great. Thank you. Count your blessings. Practice saying thank you for the little things. Sorry, church. Practice expressing genuine, heartfelt thanks to God. So I got a test for you. Ready for it? Okay. We're having a test in church. So all you have to do is answer true or false in your mind when I read this. I follow Jesus' example and give thanks for meals. This is a test now. True or false? When I sing songs to God, I am purposely thankful for His goodness to me. I have personally given thanks to God for His mercy in the past week. I thank God for hard things that come into my life because of how He uses them to change my heart. I thank God for my church family. When I pay my tithes and offerings in the plate, when I put my tithes and offerings in the plate, I'm expressing my thanks to God. I thank God that I can do all things for Him. I give thanks because I know it pleases God. When I catch myself being ungrateful, I apologize to God and thank Him for His grace. Last question. I am careful not to give thanks simply with my lips, but also with my heart. So that was the test, church. I love you, and God bless you.
Let's give the Lord a praise.
Lord, let us lay awake before we even try to sleep. And thank You for the things that we see that You have blessed us with. Lord, as we go, if You tarry till tomorrow, we ask that You would move through our lives to those around us, that they would be thankful that a Christian testimony was in their presence when they stand before You. Lord, we ask Your blessings. So many to ask for, but we thank You